With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Now that the Senate has passed a Republican-led six-month spending bill, hours before a government shutdown, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana appears to be the big winner on Capitol Hill. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson was asked if yesterday's victory is nothing short of a political miracle.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'll tell you what, it's been a lot of hard work. We kept the team together. The House Republicans are building muscle memory now for winning. We have a string of wins under our belt, and it's good to be underestimated. You know, the Hill press corps and the Democrat Party and the mainstream media, every day, right, our eulogy, they say the Republicans can't stand together, but we have, because we are going to deliver the America First agenda for the American people.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard on radio stations nationwide this weekend. And also when this week on Capitol Hill is broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time later this morning on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump ends the week with favorable polling numbers showing he still has the support of most Americans. Bernie Bennett has details.
The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 47% disapprove. The latest figures include 37% who strongly approve of the job Trump is doing and 39% who strongly disapprove. That gives him a presidential approval index rating of -2. The margin of sampling error for the full 1,500 likely U.S. voters is +/-2.5 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Cuba has suffered a massive power outage affecting Havana and the country's provinces that has left millions in the dark. Cuba's Ministry of Energy and Mines says a power outage at a substation on the outskirts of Havana had caused a significant loss of generation in western Cuba, and with it, the failure of the national electric system. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on the continuing organization efforts of transgenders.
A group calling itself the Trans Army has established a social media presence and is urging people who are living as the opposite sex to prepare for rebellion, in their words. The Trans Army Facebook page is seeking to recruit transgender police and members of the military and is advising them to stockpile weapons, adding, quote, "We won't wait for them to come for us. This time we come for them." Facebook says the Trans Army has not violated any of its policies. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican lawmaker in Maine is suing the state's Democratic House Speaker over her censure following a social media post critical of transgenderism. State Representative Laura Libby's post condemned the state's practice of allowing boys to compete against girls in school sports. Libby had filed a federal lawsuit arguing that the censure violates her right to free speech. She's been stripped of her right to speak on the House floor. This is SRN News. The U.S. Postal Service will work with the DOGE to reform its operation. Correspondent Mike Hempen has the story.
According to a letter sent to congressional members, the Postal Service plans to cut 10,000 workers and billions of dollars from its budget. The plan calls for DOGE to assist USPS with addressing, quote, big problems at the $78 billion a year agency. USPS says mismanagement of its retirement assets and workers' compensation program, along with regulatory requirements, have restricted, quote, normal business practice. USPS currently employs about 640,000 workers. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Florida's citrus growers are struggling to survive the 1-2 punch of hurricanes and disease. As production of the state's signature crop has declined in recent years, many citrus farmers have sold their land. You'll find more stories online at SRNNews.com.